And now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Pick the Winner.
So, that is that. Herbie has it all figured to come the professor to put in his role on Breezing Along. I know Cutie does not like this because by now she is more than somewhat interested in Woody. But Herbie is pretty excited, and he remembers something I tell him. I wish I never told him, because he is going to use it to con Professor Woodley.
That makes it perfect, Broadway. Just perfect.
Look, Herbie, maybe it is all the money he has.
So what? I ain't got a red cent. I see my chance to make a fast pitch. What do you want me to do, throw it out the window?
Judy does not like any part of it.
She will. Look, you tell me the professor is wild when she tells him about his house.
So?
So? When she tells him she has a dream about Breezing Along.
Herbie, that guy is not a dope. You think he's going to fall for that?
No. He falls for Cutie.
Do not do it, Jaime.
Since when is it any of your business?
I guess it is not.
You guess right. Okay. Cutie tells him...
Cutie tells who what?
Hiya, Cutie. Listen, I got it all worked out.
What have you got worked out?
Woodley's a cinch to listen to you. Now, all you got to do is tell him you had a dream about Breezing Along.
You fool. Do you think he'll go for that?
Play it right and he will. You don't mention the horse, just something about wind and stuff like that. Make it look good.
You've got a pretty slim idea about his brain.
But a pretty fat idea about you and him.
What's that crack for?
What do you think? Every time he looks at you, he drips sugar. You do, too.
Cut that out, Herbie.
You and a professor.
Do not talk like that, Herbie.
Who asked for you?
Let her alone.
Shut up. Is it any of your business?
He's right, Broadway. It's between me and him. You were going to say something, Herbie?
Want me to?
Why not?
Okay. You and him don't mix, Cutie. He's Princeton.
I'm 42nd Street. Is that it?
And there's nothing wrong with it as long as you don't step off.
Shut up.
No, I won't. Figure how you'd look at Princeton. That'd be good for a lot of laughs, wouldn't it?
Please. Please.
Think about it for a while. Think hard, Cutie.
You maybe want me to leave, Cutie?
No. No, Broadway.
I am very sorry I hear all this.
How can a guy be so right, Broadway?
Herbie, right?
Yeah. Me, Mrs. Princeton, with a white house and green shutters.
Look, Cutie, what are you going to do?
Do? Play it his way.
Of course, Breezing Along is a good horse. Maybe he will win.
Maybe.
And if he does, maybe he'll get a good split.
And me? I lose either way, Broadway. I lose either way.
I know what Cutie means. If the horse loses, she is a part of cunning Professor Woodley into losing his money. If Breezing Along wins, then maybe has got his stake, and she is stuck with him. Well, it comes up the next day, and Herbie has got Professor Woodley to have breakfast with us. And the scene is as follows.
Say, Professor.
Hmm? Oh, yes, Herbie.
You say you're a professor of psychology? That is right?
Yes, why?
Well, maybe you know something about dreams.
Well, in what way?
Cutie tells me when I see her this morning that she has had a funny dream last night. Is that right, Cutie? You hear me, Cutie?
Yes, I heard you.
What was the dream, Miss Andrews?
Nothing much.
Oh, maybe you'd rather not talk about it.
But she would. Go ahead, Cutie. Tell us.
I dreamt I was walking along Flagler Boulevard when a wind started to blow in from the north. It was a cold, hard wind, and then...
Yes? What then?
A horse ran across in front of me, and that's all.
What do you make of it, Professor?
Oh, it's hard to say. A dream like that can mean any number of things.
You know, Cutie has a lot of dreams. Sometimes what she dreams come true. Like that house of yours, Professor.
Oh, yes. Yes, she told me what it was like, and I'm sure she never saw it before.
Yeah, hey!
What's the matter, Herbie?
Hey, I just happened to think. There is a horse in the fifth today. A horse named Breezing along.
So?
Don't you get it? Wind, breeze, horse, cutie's dream, breezing along.
Herbie, that's a little far-fetched, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's not. Look, Professor, let's play the hunch.
You're asking me to bet on a horse on the strength of a dream?
Why not? It's better than just a hunch. And Breezing Along is a good horse. And he figures to go to the post at a little better than 3-1.
I'm afraid you can't talk me into it, Herbie.
Look, put a bet on him. I got him all handicapped. He can't lose. Not after that dream.
It was a very convenient dream, wasn't it?
Convenient dream, Professor?
Yes, very. Would you advise me to bet on the horse, Miss Andrews?
Sure she would, Professor. That right, cutie?
If I had any money, I'd bet it all on Breezing Along.
All right. I'll bet. How much, Herbie?
How much can you put on it?
I have $5,000.
On you?
No, in the bank here. I'll put up half of it.
It's a deal. Of course, I expect a little split for my tip.
Yes, I understand that.
Okay, you wait here. I'll get a form sheet and I'll find out what the odds are going to be.
Do you have very many dreams like this one, Miss Andrews?
No. Let's forget it.
Broadway.
Yeah?
That $5,000 is all the money I have in the world. Even losing only half of it would be rather bad.
Well, look, Professor, you can still change your mind.
But Miss Andrews advised me to place the bet because of her dream. I'm sure she wouldn't tell him to do such a thing if she...
Forget it.
Of course. You know, I've never believed in hunches before. But I do believe that there are times when odd, peculiar things happen. Your dream, for example, Miss Andrews. It's really very odd that you should have described it as you did.
What's funny about it? I told it like I dreamt it.
Yes, but you... Well, never mind. Maybe I should forget my training, scientific training, and play the hunch.
Is that what you are going to do?
Yes, Broadway. That is exactly what I'm going to do. Because of Miss Andrews.
Okay. Play it. Play it, you sucker, all the way. Maybe you don't know that Herbie never won a big bet in his life. He's a jinx, a hoodoo. You'll end up in the rain if you go along with him. Out in the rain with no coat, no umbrella. Play it his way. Go ahead. See if I care.
Are you still going through with it, Professor Woodley?
Yes, Broadway. Now more than ever, I'm going to play my hunch.
And he does. He goes to the bank, and when he comes out, he hands Herbie 2,500 potatoes. But it is a very funny thing that he does not go to the track with us. And we do not see Cutie that afternoon either. But Herbie does not care because he figures he is all to the good. However, Breezing Along loses, and a 20-1 shot cops the race. Herbie cannot believe his bad luck. Then we go back to the hotel, and the first thing Herbie does is go see Cutie.
This is very funny. She does not show up at the track. She does not answer the door.
Well, try the door.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. It's open. Cutie? Cutie? Hey! Cutie! Broadway.
What is the matter?
Look, all the stuff's gone. She does a run out. How do you like that? She does a run out on me.
Maybe she is very tired of waiting for something, Herbie.
For what? Someday I was going to make a stake. I have bad luck today, or I'd have it right now.
Herbie.
What?
Maybe you better read this note.
What note?
It is right here on the dresser.
Let me see. So she's going to marry the professor. Okay. Letter.
You are not sure?
Me? Nah. If I ever get you 10, she'll come back.
I am not so sure.
Why shouldn't you?
Well, I do not know right now. But I think you are wrong, Hayden. Now, you may think that is the end of the story, but it is not. Because the payoff comes later when we are back in New York. And what the payoff is... Davy and I get back to New York when Herbie manages to hit one good race and we get the fair. Then I do not see him for almost a week until one night I am sitting in Mindy's when who comes in but Herbie. He sits down and speaks as follows.
Broadway, today I hear from Mr. and Mrs. Professor Woodley.
Huh? You what?
I get a letter from them.
And what does it say?
Look, there is a check for $1,000. Now, it is a cashier's check, so I know it is good.
They send you a check for $1,000?
That is right. And do you know why?
I wish I did. But you tell me.
You remember the dream I cook up for Cutie to tell the professor so I can con him into a bet?
Oh, sure. The one about the cold wind from the north and the horse?
That is the one. Well, the professor plays a hunch about that dream.
Now, wait a minute. He gives you the money to bet on Breezing Along.
Sure. But the other half he plays on another horse.
But he does not know one horse from another.
But he bets, and he wins. On a 20-to-1 shot in the same race that Breezing Along is in.
Now, wait a minute. Where does he get the tip? Besides, he guesses that the dream is a phony.
Sure, sure. But listen to this. I will read you something from the letter. I thought it rather peculiar that Miss Andrews, now Mrs. Woodley, should describe a cold north wind. That same morning, I had looked at the entries for the races and had seen the name Mistral. I played the hunch. The horse won. So, I am sending you our check for $1,000 in the hope you will not think too harshly of us.
Mistral? Mistral? I do not get it.
I do not get it either. Until I look in the dictionary and see that Mistral means...
Yeah, what?
A cold north wind.
And so ends the famous Damon Runyon story, Pick the Winner. The Damon Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Sandville, and the story is adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. Vern Carstensen is in charge of production. This is a Mayfair production.